Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ball Nation!
Let's go.
Welcome into the Toyota Lounge, driven by your Front Range Toyota stores. Toyota, the official vehicle of DMVR. It's DMVR Buffs prime time. I just told you, it feels like a minute since I've done this.
Yeah, those long weekends, you know, they'll...
We take one extra day off, I know. And it's like crazy.
Feels like forever. But we did drop the Block Bully 21 questions on Friday.
Yep.
Did great numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Great to see everyone supporting. That was a good one.
One of my favorites, easily. One of my favorite interviews, honestly.
For sure.
We are presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. We got a lot to recap since we were last live. We'll touch on some recruiting, portal entries, visits over the weekend. What else does Colorado need? Some commitments that didn't go Colorado's way. But we start with two commitments that did go Colorado's way. Former Louisville defensive tackle, Tafik Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Do you accept of that?
I think you got it.
Thank you.
I think you got it.
6'4", 300 pounds. He was a 2022 three-star recruit out of Tampa, Florida. He's played in 11 games the last 2 years, but has only charted 12 tackles in that time. Basically a depth piece on the defensive line.
Nice depth piece, big boy. And, you know, a chance to build on something with him.
So now, I mean, defensive line-wise, it's pretty much all rebuilt, right?
Totally. And it's the golf balls, right?
It is, yep.
It's 100% the golf balls. It's you brought in guys that were better than the guys that were there before. So a lot of those guys left. You brought in guys who are, you know, presumably... And on paper, better than them.
Well, I mean, look, this time last year, we're bringing in JUCO guys and D2 guys and FCS guys.
Maine. And
exactly.
Like, I forget, where was Zach Blackwood from?
He was a community college guy. I think he was a JUCO guy.
Yeah.
But now this is a guy from Louisville who was a three-star recruit 2 seasons ago.
Exactly. It is the golf balls personified.
Yep.
Just upgrading the roster one portal period at a time.
The second one, this came through earlier today. Ivan Yates, he was a 2020 recruit out of Roswell, Georgia, was playing at Furman, was playing cornerback, listed at 6'1", 180, 40 total tackles, 5 passes defense last year. In 2022 for Furman, 31 total tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, 1 pick, and 6 passes defensed. Kind of reminds me of the Rod Ward signing.
I like that comp.
Just a guy who's coming from a lower level who's just shown it. You look at the production, you go, yeah, he was playing really, really well. I believe he was a starter. Again, the 2023 roster page for Furman is just not updated, so I don't really know.
Okay.
I can go through it at some point, but this is a guy, I mean, he's got production on the ball. He's got like 70-plus tackles over the last 3 years. And he's got the size I think Coach Prime is looking for at the position.
Yeah, and that's one thing I think that's really important to keep in mind when looking at portal or high school prospects that could play for Coach Prime at the defensive back position. Size, it really matters.
Size and length.
Yes, exactly. Pause. But it's true. Coach Prime likes his corners to be tall and with big wingspans.
Yep.
And it's something that has been almost across the board. And Israel Solomon, do you have his specs?
I can pull them up if CU did not take him off the roster yet.
Okay. I doubt they did.
I don't think they did.
But anyways, size is really important at that position. The way that they recruit it, the way that they scout it, and the way that they've brought it in across the board has usually been bigger guys. And it's I just think it's something that everyone should keep in mind when looking at who may or may not come in. And honestly, you can disagree with that. But we have enough evidence at this point to know what to expect.
Yeah, I can't remember when exactly it was, but I feel like sometime last year, Coach Prime basically broke down position by position what he looks for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we focused for this roster page isn't loading, so I think they took him off.
Okay. Whose job is that? They're on top of it.
I don't know. They hardly did it last year, but this year they are... These guys leave and they're off.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talk about the running backs a lot with this because Coach Prime likes, you know, bigger running backs, guys who can, you know, break tackles, who are going to fall forward and earn 3 yards, basically. That's his type.
Yes.
And then, I mean, he obviously played cornerback. He's going to know what succeeds at that position. He's going to have a type. So, I can't remember exactly when this happened. I feel like it was a press conference. Do you remember when... You kind of went over that?
I don't remember, but I know what you're talking about. I don't know. ESPN has Israel Solomon listed at the exact same specs as that guy, which is interesting. Someone in the comments said, stop it. They missed on the JMU kid. I'm just saying, like I said, love it or hate it, they didn't even offer him.
Yeah.
It's not. He wasn't their type.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's something that you can use as a predictor of what's going to happen in the future.
Definitely, and I'm sure there's going to be outliers on this team, recruits, transfers that they go after, but they have a type for a reason. Like,
yeah, and, you know, like, I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to it. Some of my favorite defensive backs have been undersized guys, like a Chris Harris Jr.
Right.
But it's also, like, why Chris Harris Jr. wasn't drafted.
Exactly.
So it's – I think that Coach Prime – is going for your prototypical first round pick style corners because he thinks he can one, get them, and two, develop them into being those guys.
And that's what he was going through college into the NFL. Like he was the prototypical defensive back. Like he understood, you know, when he was going against Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin and all these guys that he went against in the NFL, that part of the reason why he succeeded is because he could match up with them physically easily. All right, let's move on. There's a lot to get to that's happened over the last few days. Shout out to our friends over at Toyota. You want to tell the people about your Toyota?
Love my Toyota. Always there for me. Always reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Never had an issue with it. Love the features. So it's a perfect car, man. It's a perfect car. I can't wait to get my next Toyota because... It feels like every day there's like a sign telling me to get the 4Runner. It's just
every, it looks pretty sweet.
It's so sick. It's such a beautiful car. Honestly, every version of it. Like I remember my friend had like a 2000 4Runner when we were in high school, and I thought that was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Toyota. Those cars run forever. They're beautiful looking. They're reliable. They have great features. Can't say enough about them, and got to check out your Front Range Toyota stores.
At a location near you, AutoNation Toyota, Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Toyota is a proud partner of CU Athletics and the official vehicle of DMVR. Also, shout out to Bet365. How have you been doing on Bet365 lately?
Up and down. Up and down, I think, would be the way to say it. I did put a free bet on the Cavaliers yesterday when they were down like 20.
Yeah.
It was like plus 400.
Damn.
And cashed that, so that was nice.
I had an SGP almost hit again, but the Nuggets did not win in game one the other night.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was a tough one.
That was a tough one, but I mean, I don't remember if we talked about it on this show, but I said it on Twitter, like, this Minnesota series is going to be a battle, war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they threw the first punch. Nuggets got to respond tonight.
Yes,
speaking of
do.
Our partners, I'm monitoring game time closely.
Okay.
I think it might go tonight.
Nice. F1 had a plus 1,800 driver win yesterday.
They allow upsets in F1?
Yesterday was sick.
Damn, I didn't know. That's sick.
Shout out Lando, man.
What was it? Wait, did you say 18 to 1?
Yeah.
What was the... I think wasn't the Derby winner 18 to 1, or was that even more?
I do not know on that one, but it was a great weekend for long shots.
Yeah.
Even the NASCAR race was like photo finish.
Really?
Yeah.
The photo finish in the Derby was crazy.
Yeah. Wild, huh?
Also, I learned what winning by a nose actually means.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. With Bet365... you can cash in on their bet and get offer. Create an account, deposit $10, place a bet of $5 or more, and you can get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. So we just went over the two commitments. Who's next? And... they lost some battles this weekend, too. One today, one earlier in the weekend. Derek Harmon, he went to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Andrew Chamblee to SMU.
Okay. All right. I didn't hear about the Chamblee one. I did hear about the Oregon one. And I don't know on Chamblee, but I do know that Harmon was a big NIL guy.
Yeah, he was.
And, I mean, that's... I think people might... think that it's like I was saying that in a negative way. That's almost everyone now if you have production.
Yep.
And it's interesting that he went to Oregon only because do you follow the whole long-term IR thing in the NHL?
No.
Okay, so bear with me here, guys.
Okay.
But basically, if you put a player on long-term IR in the NHL, then their salary no longer counts towards your salary cap.
Okay.
And so the Vegas Golden Knights have become famous for essentially circumventing the salary cap because it doesn't matter in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done it years in a row now where they put a guy, Mark Stone, on long-term IR with, like, you know, some injury. And then miraculously, game one of the playoffs, he's healthy and ready to go. Mm. And they were able to bring in people... I swear Oregon is like circumventing the scholarship process somehow because they feels like they have 500 players on scholarship.
Yep, it does. And it feels like they've got a $500 million NIL bankroll too.
Well,
they kind of do.
They have Phil Knight. Yeah. And I have no idea, you know, how much he's supporting their collective and whatnot. But it's one of those things that it's the next step. Colorado is in these battles and they're winning some. But to get to that next level of winning all of these, we got to be able to, you know, a lot of these schools, when they decide they're zeroing in a guy, like they'll pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd be blown away at the number Dylan Edwards got.
Yep.
You know, it's so there's room to grow there.
Colorado, I think On Three put out a list though of like the biggest NIL players in the country right now, and Colorado was like in the thick of it.
Well, and okay, do you want to get to that now?
Go ahead.
Okay. Here's what people don't understand about those graphics that come out and where, you know, these NIL earnings are coming from. On Three put it out, and then PFF College kind of aggregated it into a graphic that's kind of going viral today.
Yeah.
And it says college football NIL earnings rankings.
Uh-huh.
Number one, Shador Sanders, $4.6 million. Number two, Travis Hunter, $2.7 million. And I figured it's time for our annual discussion on what this actually means. One, these are valuations. So it's very misleading to say college football NIL earnings rankings. and then put this because they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You think like Google is disclosing how much they're paying Shedeur Sanders?
Hell no, and I know every single collective isn't disclosing exactly what they're playing every player either.
No one is disclosing anything about what they have to pay anyone unless they have to.
Yes.
You know, the government, basically, or any government employee. So let's start there. These are valuations based on probably some sort of algorithm they created with Instagram followers and engagement rates and things like that. That's number one. Number two, it wouldn't surprise me at all if in actual earned money, Shedeur and Travis are number one and two. But then I see people, unfortunately, these people come up on my For You page. I swear Colorado State fans only talk about the University of Colorado.
It is wild to
they
me,
don't
bro.
Spend any time talking about their team. There's probably nothing to talk about anyway. Mm-hmm. But I saw someone today who was like, this should show you that this has all been a racket for Coach Prime to get his son paid. Like, why, as the son of the coach, should you be getting paid all of this money from the school and the collective if you know you were going to be there anyway? And it's like, that's not how any of this works.
Right.
In fact, what Shedeur and Travis are to NIL is actually the spirit of what was created here.
Yes.
Of course they're going to get paid by the collective, but that is not where the majority of their money is coming from. The majority of their money is coming from, and you should be able to figure this out if you're not fucking stupid, by just watching television.
Yes.
That it comes from Google. It comes from Gatorade.
Mercedes.
It comes from Mercedes. I mean, those are the deals that Shedeur Sanders has. That money's not coming from Colorado. Money's not coming from Rick George's pockets or even yours or mine or any of the people that donate to the NIL collective.
Right.
That money is coming from real-ass brands that want these guys to represent them because they're superstars.
Exactly.
Travis has Celsius. He has all of these different ones, by the way. Speaking of Travis Hunter NIL, got the new Travis Hunter NIL shirt on here. He is him. But that is what the goal of NIL originally was. The thing is, there is a very, very, very small percentage of college athletes who are getting those $1 million or I don't know exactly. No one knows exactly how much those brands are paying, but those brands are big brands that pay a lot of money for people to represent them. But it's like Shedeur, Travis, you know, I'm looking at this list, maybe Jalen Milroe, but I don't even know. Arch Manning, obviously big name, you know, he's probably got some big deals. Carson Beck, the starting quarterback at Georgia, but it's very small. And then there's a huge gap. There's no real middle class there where it's like, then you have, you know, people doing deals with like DNVR,
right?
Which I wish I could say we were cutting $1 million deals to get, you know, athletes to rep us and, you know, come on the show or do a merch deal with us, but there's a huge gap there. And so small businesses are doing deals with the guys. You know, we've seen, like, I think there's like a Toyota dealership that does deals with the guys, but those players are the ones who are really making the money from the collective.
Yes.
Travis and Shedeur, the way that they're making this money, I promise you, is not coming from the collective. The way you make that kind of money, the way you make real money, is by getting real big brands to want to pay you to represent them.
Exactly.
So there's my spiel.
No, I mean, and it's something I think that needs to be said, because people look at, I think they look at stuff like this, and then they look at stuff like Derek Harmon going to Oregon, and they go, where's the disconnect here? Like, why can't we afford this if we're paying the top two guys?
Yep.
But it's, like you said, it's not the collective paying those guys.
No. Not on any sort of scale like these numbers that you're seeing.
Yes. All right. Well, let's go to what's next and visits this weekend real quick before we hit a break. We had three guys, all SEC guys, by the way, visiting this weekend. At least three of them. Could have been more. Former LSU cornerback Jeremiah Hughes, former South Carolina offensive tackle Sidney Fugar, and then former Vanderbilt safety Savion Riley.
Okay.
All three took a picture in front of the wall with Coach Prime.
The wall.
The wall.
Okay, so offensive tackle, safety, and corner.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting, because as we kind of titled the show, it was, what does this team need to fill out the roster? I think they're pretty close when it comes to offensive line and depth there, but I would not be surprised to see them add. Obviously, as you know, that seems like a likely addition.
Yep.
But I think safety is one of the few remaining places where there's a clear need for depth there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so Savion Riley would be a very timely addition, I think.
Well, and like we just got RJ Johnson too, but he's a younger guy, right? So Savion Riley could come in. He was a 2020 recruit, I believe. And he's been trying to figure it out also because he was at Vanderbilt. He played spring football at Miami just this last spring.
This spring.
And then re-entered the portal. And now he's visiting Colorado. But the okay, obvious...
Vanderbilt, Miami, and now back in the portal.
Yeah.
Okay.
The obvious connection's got to be Coach Box, though. He was at Vanderbilt. Savion Riley was at Vanderbilt going back to 2022. So I think that's the common thread there.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, right now the tight end room, and let me know if I'm forgetting someone, but Shiloh, Cam.
Tight end?
Oh, sorry. Safety room. Okay. Someone said tight end in the comments and got in my head. The safety room. Shiloh, Cam, Carter Stoutmeyer, RJ Johnson, and Herman Smith.
And then like slash Trevor Woods.
I can't put him in there when he's been practicing and playing at linebacker for, you know, the last half of last season all the way through now.
That's fair, but he's like their break in case of emergency. Like,
look, if it was up to me, I would move Trevor back to safety.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, he has his limitations there, and I think they like him more as whatever they're going to use him as a linebacker. I don't think it's going to be an every down linebacker, but the point being, you've got two very proven guys and then a lot of question marks.
Yep.
And so, you know, Carter making that transition. I loved Carter at, you know, the way he started his career at corner last year.
Yeah.
Bursting onto the scenes. I think he started. Did he not start game one against TCU?
I think so. And Travis J.
Travis J as well. Good call. Like I said, tell me if I'm forgetting someone. But still, a lot of unproven behind two guys who are really proven. And it would just be nice to have some more experience back there. So that's one place where I'm saying, okay, let's add. I can see them adding a little bit. Savion Riley would make sense as a guy with experience.
Definitely. They've added a few tackles recently, too. We'll see if Sidney Fugar is next. And then I think it's interesting, you know, we got that cornerback commitment from Ivan Yates out of Furman today. But Jeremiah Hughes was the one taking the picture in front of the wall recently. So I don't know. Maybe both. It could happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think I saw today we're up to 37 in, 44 out.
Yeah.
And I think there was a couple scholarships remaining. So, they, you know, it's not as if they're down to just one or two scholarships left. Like, if they like a guy, they have room to bring him.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's hit a break. Shout out to Coors Light, the GOAT. I'm sure the Coors Light was flowing down here at the DMVR bar. Was the game on Saturday?
Yes.
And then tonight, it'll be flowing for sure. Come down to the DMVR bar, hang out with us, grab a Coors Light. We've got it on draft. We've got it in bottles. I cracked a Coors Light on Friday at the Scramble de Mayo.
Hell yeah.
That was a time.
What did you do there? Like, what did you guys end up doing?
I worked my shift at the 12th hole.
Oh, my God.
I hung out with Lindsay the entire time. That's what I did.
That's crazy. I was putting up the round of a lifetime.
Really?
And my group, I felt like, played just about as good as you can play in a scramble. Like, I don't think we made a mistake the entire day.
Where did you finish?
That's my issue. We finished third, which, okay, nothing to hang your head about.
Right.
But I don't know how you could have played better than us that day. I literally, you know, hole number, I think it's five. It goes right up against Colorado. So if you're driving down Colorado, you drive down that hole.
Yeah.
50 yards out, I absolutely drained it.
Damn.
From the rough on the left side, one hop, stop, trickle in, and we're losing our mind. And then there's a whole school bus full of kids who are on Colorado rolling down the window and cheering.
Wow.
It was sick. Legendary moment.
Maybe you needed more Coors Light and you guys would have placed higher.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. I'll try that next time.
Make the most out of times you choose to chill. Choose Coors Light. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Also, make sure you check out some of our DNVR events like the golf tournament that we just talked about just now. That was an absolute blast. We came back here afterwards, had food ready for everyone. Drinks were flowing. Just one of the many things we do. We also do takeovers at the stadiums. Obviously, Nuggets and Avs ones are behind us now, but even Rocky, we've done Rockies takeovers. Great way to go hang out with your fellow Denver sports fans, meet people. Then, of course, you guys know tailgate season, not far away. Not far away, so make sure you check out our DNVR tailgates when you come up for the games. But DNVR events, great way to meet fellow Colorado sports fans, hang out with us, and have a great time.
Yes, sir. Follow us on all socials at DNVR_sports or go to thednvr.com/events, and you can check out our events calendar right there. All right, to put a bow on the last segment, what else does CU need?
I think we just went over it.
Safety?
Safety, maybe a little offensive line depth. And then the one that has just been this nagging
tight
need
end
for us forever is tight end. Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about this in the spaces last night, and I think that there is some optimism around Savelle Smalls and Morgan Pearson.
Yeah.
And one of them breaking out this season and becoming an option. I was saying, you know, I think Sam Hart is going to be your traditional
inline
blocking tight end who you can trust. And, you know, maybe you throw him a couple balls a year. He can kind of like sneak his way through, you know, and he's not a receiving threat in the way that the defense is ready for him. Maybe you have some of those like throwback screens. They scored a touchdown on that to Mikey last year,
yep,
where he just leaks out after blocking. There's certain stuff like that, but need that weapon, need that matchup nightmare for the defense that the tight end can be. And I find it so odd that there hasn't been one yet who has been dying to come play with Shador. I mean, I guess you had it with Zico, didn't work out. And then you had like you hit on I think your top target in Shimon Mateer, didn't work out. So a little bit of bad luck there. But the question I guess I have is there someone out there that can be this right now?
Right.
I saw an old friend, I think his name was Gregory Jenross.
Yep.
He committed to like West Virginia or something this weekend.
Yep.
It seemed like we had cooled on him. But is there someone out there that can be that? Is there some, you know, almost like former basketball player who's at a lower level school that wants to come be that guy for us? Or is it we're counting on Savelle Smalls and coach, you know, Bartoloni to get him to the place where he could be that guy?
We also have like a trio of walk-ons too, and Louis Passarello, mm-hmm, Brady Kopetz was, I think, the first tight end in the spring game.
Mm-hmm.
Am I forgetting someone else too? Either way,
maybe.
Those are some big bodies, and they can play, you know, especially if you're going in there to run the football, they can fulfill that need for you. It is just that receiving threat. That is a bigger worry. Charlie Williams, the UNLV kid, too, he's coming in also.
Yeah.
He's a younger player, so who knows how impactful he will be. But, yeah, they're just missing that, like, that blue-chip guy at the position,
yes,
really.
And, again, you know, someone said have faith in the Colorado hometown or Sam Hart. I do, but I want to ask Sam Hart to do what he does well, which is be an inline tight end.
Yep.
I'm not expecting him to go out there and have 500 receiving yards,
right,
this year.
Right.
That being said, we have so much talent at the wide receiver position that maybe you do run a lot of four wide receiver stuff. I mean, it's kind of funny to think about this now, but like, Pat Shurmur got crushed for running too much three and four wide receiver stuff when he was in Denver.
Right.
Very different talent on that team and, mm-hmm, very different roster build. This team is going to be built around throwing the ball with the best quarterback in the country. And I know we talk about this all the time of they didn't run it enough last year and they got too in love with the pass and you need to run the ball more, which I agree with. And you can have Sam Hartnell on the field on run first downs, and you know, you can still have your wide receivers out there as well. But something tells me that the way that this roster is being constructed, you're going to see a lot of 4 and 5 wide receiver sets, because that is going to be the way to get the most talented 11 football players on the field.
Yep. All right. Wrapping up here, some portal entries. Gavin Cold entered the portal. A lot of people asked about this one last week. And I think it was one of those cases of like the late paperwork filing into the transfer portal, because it was after the deadline that he, I guess, actually entered. And then my guy, Israel Solomon, entered the portal.
Yeah. And Israel Solomon was a walk-on. I think that, you know, maybe if there was an opportunity for there to be a scholarship there for him, it could have been a little different. That's at least the feeling that it sounds like out there. I talked about this a little bit last week about just how Israel Solomon entering the portal is the perfect case for why you should come be a walk-on at Colorado if you have that opportunity.
Definitely. Yep.
Came here, balled out in some practice videos, made a name for himself. I don't think a lot of schools' fan bases know the names of a lot of their walk-ons, but Izzy's one of those guys that people got to know and got to love, and that's why there's like some people kind of sad that he entered the portal. For him, he's now got a name for himself and, you know, potentially an opportunity to go get a scholarship somewhere, which is great. What was the other one? Oh, Gavin Colt.
Yep.
The writing was on the wall when he didn't get a snap at quarterback in the spring game, right?
Right.
So that answers that for me.
Yeah, best of luck to Israel and to Gavin. Mm-hmm. But going back to Israel, I mean, this guy is just a warrior, bro. He fought through a lot. He battled through injuries at IMG, came here, walked on, was playing with like something wrong in his shoulder, another shoulder injury last fall camp. Looked great, and then he was just like gone for the season because he had to go through that surgery. And then immediately comes back and is just like the same player, so...
Yeah,
Really just rooting for him wherever he lands, and hopefully he's able to earn a scholarship.
And by the way, no scoop here, but this is the first person that I can ever remember entering the portal from Colorado where there felt like there might be a little momentum for him withdrawing from the portal. I've seen some conversations out there about, if he can maybe get some NIL opportunities to help offset the cost. Remember, walk-on means you're paying for school. Yep. And it ain't cheap to be out of state at Colorado. So I totally understand the desire to want to go get a scholarship. But like I said, no inside info. It's just the first time I've ever heard it, even the conversation even come up.
Right.
About a player entering the portal, potentially coming back. So might not be the end of the Israel Solomon Colorado story.
Yeah, we'll see. Tyler Brown is going to the O-Line Masterminds event again, hosted by Duke Mannyweather. Really one of the brightest and most respected offensive line gurus, I guess, mm-hmm. in the country. Tyler spoke a lot about that last year, and he's going back this year.
It's awesome. Can he bring some of his teammates with him?
Let's hope.
I hope so, too. Like, I'm actually asking, like, can you have a plus one or a plus five?
Jordan would, I don't know why Jordan shouldn't be there then.
I think all of them should be there.
They really should. Last thing I've got is some recruiting stuff. Colorado offered 2025 four-star wide receiver Quinnell Farrakhan Jr. Steve Wiltfong talked about him too on 3. He posted this article with some quotes from Quinnell. He said, "What excites me is the opportunity to be coached by Coach Prime. It was a very good conversation he had with me and my dad. I believe Coach Prime would bring the real knowledge I need to play at the next level." Steve basically went along to say that basically Colorado is instantly in the conversation now.
Great.
They sent the offer. They reached out. Coach Prime had a conversation with them. And it was pretty easy for him to make a decision that they are going to be in the running for his commitment. He's a 24/7 Sports Composite four-star, 302nd overall player, 39th overall wide receiver, 6 foot even, 170 pounds, North Shore High School in Houston, Texas.
Can you say the name one more time for me?
Quinnell Farrakhan Jr., X Farrakhan Jr.
All right, I think it's Farrakhan.
I'm trying, man. You tell me to say it with confidence.
We're so close to getting a whatever.
You tell me to say it with confidence. Hey, I say it with confidence, and then it's...
You can. The confidence is important, but as is the... Yeah, yeah, you still got to get it right.
Crazy. Cam with the comment, TJ Lateef. So I think Steve Wiltfong filed a prediction for him to commit to Nebraska, and he was just visiting Colorado not too long ago.
How crazy is this, though? Because I just had like a conspiracy theory hit me last night when we were talking in Spaces, and I find it so notable that then this happens today. So Carson Beck is the quarterback at Georgia, right?
Yes.
And he's pretty unquestioned to be the starter this year, right?
Absolutely.
Dylan Raiola was committed to Georgia for a long time, right?
Uh-huh.
He wants to play, right?
Yep.
What's to stop him from going to Nebraska, where he knew he was going to be the starter, getting a year of playing experience, waiting for Carson Beck to go to the NFL, and then just transferring right back to Georgia, where he was committed to for a year?
Could you imagine the meltdown?
It feels like I think I might be a genius. And Nebraska, knowing that they're going to have a problem at quarterback next year, goes and offers TJ Lateef.
I subscribe. Subscribe.
Let's go.
Let's hope it happens. But TJ Lateef was involved with the Buffs too.
Yeah.
And obviously Juju is their number one target moving forward for quarterback, but they've hosted quite a few quarterbacks in this 2025 class, TJ Lateef being one of them. So we'll see.
Someone said no red. I was like, am I wearing red? I'm not.
We never wear red.
Nope. I also took the red Toyota off the set today.
Yeah.
I
wondered. That's all I got.
All right.
What's up, chat?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Chat, they're on your ass.
I have nothing to say.
It was a good effort.
I'm playing hurt today. I'm just trying my best.
All right.
Eric asks, how is your Colorado football bookmark game going? Mine is getting strong bookmarks everywhere. It's... Oh, boy.
I was talking to someone this weekend, and I said the single most rewarding sports experience I've had as a fan was being early on Nikola Jokic's greatness.
Yeah.
We saw it firsthand as Nuggets fans, and we were like, hello, everyone. This guy is like the next great.
Right.
And people were like, you guys are insane. Like, I don't know what you're looking at. This guy's fat and out of shape and he can't do anything. And yeah, it was like, all right, like just watch. And then bookmark. Well, now it's 3-time MVP. I might be announced tonight.
9th, I think it is.
Oh, they announced when they're going to announce?
Yeah, Harrison had a tweet. Let me find it.
Wait, why would they do it when we're on the road?
I don't know, man.
Okay. Anyways, that was the most, like, that was just the best. And then the Nuggets go and win a championship, and it was just like, oh, my God, we were right about literally everything.
Yep.
That's how I feel about what's about to happen with Colorado and Coach Prime and Shador and Travis and all these guys. So I am I'm stocking up even more than I ever did with Nikola Jokic on the bookmarks because I'm chasing that high of being right when everyone else was wrong once again.
Wednesday, the 8th. That's when the MVP is announced.
That just doesn't make sense, Jake.
I don't make the rules, bro. All right. But I am right there with you. I've never experienced anything like this in my life where I am so like convicted and know what I've seen and confident in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the world is just against it. And I cannot wait to watch it unfold.
I know. And like I said, the one that is like so easy to me is the draft stock one.
Yes.
That's the one where I'm like double compiling.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, you guys are like, people couldn't be more wrong about this.
And it's people I used to respect too who are saying this. It's like, what? All you have to do is just watch.
Yeah. I'm just getting it. Like, the thing is, like, people are so far off and they're just logging on to tell you that they don't know ball. And I'm just like, you won't get away with this. Like, people are legitimately saying Shedeur Sanders is day 3 pick. Like, they're logging on and posting that.
It's wild. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
Bad Mama C, is the SEC shooting their own foot by not allowing transfers within the conference?
Great question. Probably, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's weird because I think it's only this portal period that they don't allow that or something. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one. I don't know. I don't know. Wouldn't you want to keep the talent in the conference? I realize the original thought behind it.
I mean, I guess
how many Big 12 to Big 12 transfers have we seen this year? It's a lot.
I mean, we've gotten quite a few.
Yeah.
We have Houston guys.
Oklahoma State.
Dylan went to K-State.
Yeah, there's been a lot.
So, DQ, what happened to the UNLV tight end? Did something happen?
No. He's asking.
Charlie Williams?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The young guy.
Yeah.
They're just saying, why didn't we talk about him? I think.
Well, yeah, he's a young guy and he's not here yet.
Thank you.
Bless you. Bradley, do I need to purchase something for the tailgate because I'm going to the Arizona game and I want to tailgate with y'all?
Not for a while.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah.
Shelly, where did Sam Hart go to high school?
Good question.
Cherokee Trail?
Okay.
That's what it says on the Ohio State website. He's from Aurora.
Yep.
He will not be a freshman. He is going to be a redshirt junior, I believe.
Okay.
2021 recruiting class. So 2, 3, 4. I think so. Redshirt junior, right? Or it could be a true junior, but he's got a redshirt to use also. Lone Wolf is asking what happened to Elijah Yelverton.
Great question.
I'm pretty sure he's still listed on the roster. He is, I believe.
Maybe an injury? I don't remember him showing up in any videos during spring.
Yeah, that's interesting. He only played in 7 games last year. Missed the last 5 with an injury.
So maybe that injury.
I'm trying to find out.
Thanks, King Mark.
What did he say?
He blessed me.
Oh.
Wayne said I blew the speakers out. I leaned so far away from the microphone. It was like all the way over there.
What else we got? Who will be the next interview? I mean, it's no fun if we tell you guys,
right?
That's
what they asked me last night. I think it might have been Atlanta as well.
Yelverton is not on the roster from what I can tell.
Okay. To answer your question, no, we don't know what happened then.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not on here. But honestly, I don't know who the next interview will be. There's a few of them that we've been trying to get for a minute that we just got to nail down. But I don't know. Someone.
Yeah. I know we have one that's like lightly scheduled, but It's not that soon, so I bet you we have someone else before then.
And I've been talking to a few people, too. It's just a matter of figuring out timing. I mean, the other thing, too, guys, is finals in the semester is coming to an end also. So we're trying to let these guys just finish the school year, too.
Yep. I got to say, one of the coolest things that's been happening recently is people who know these players or talk to them for one reason or another will then tell them, like, you got to go on DNVR. And they'll be like, oh, I would love to. And then those people will hit me up and be like, hey, you should hit up so-and-so. They want to come on your show. Like, I've never been a part of anything like that where people are putting the feelers out for us. So I can't appreciate you guys enough.
Yeah, I've gotten a few of those DMs, too. So we'll see. I'm sure we'll have plenty more here coming up. On to Super Chats. Mr. Hillsman says, shout out to all the DMVR folks. Shout out to you, man. Thank you for all the support.
Appreciate you.
I'm Heaven's Demon says, what's a buddy from Illegal Pete's?
I think this is in the sense of your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. That just it means the most traditional sense of just friends. Like, you know, you go there with your friends to get burritos and beers.
It's a hangout spot is what it is. By the way, not a patio day. It is windy as hell out here.
Crazy, dude. I played golf yesterday, and it was like 35-mile-per-hour winds out there. I learned my lesson. I've never had to look at the wind forecast before. Like, I saw it was going to be 80 degrees yesterday. I'm like, let's go. Got out there, damn near blew away. But it was kind of fun. Since it was warm, I wasn't complaining. Like, I can handle warm and windy. Today, we got cold and windy.
Yeah, today's not great.
Not about it.
We've gone kind of quick today. What else do we got? Cutelli? Jake and RK, is it true that of the 44 players that left, 26 are still in the portal with no offers? If that's true, we lost nothing and gained more golf balls. Love from South Africa. Truly, I don't track the players once they leave.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's the point of what this whole thing is, though, is you're trying to just improve the roster incrementally over each portal period, over each portal entry, over each commitment. So I'm not surprised if that's the case, but that's the whole point of it, really, is to improve the roster. And if guys aren't getting offers, it's probably because they didn't do too much here with their opportunity or something else along those lines. So,
yeah, exactly. I hope all of those guys end up with D1 scholarships, legitimately.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. I don't know. It is what it is. Just keep upgrading.
Yep.
They've done it every time.
Go ahead, Alyssa. Who do y'all have in the Kendrick versus Drake rap beef? Can I just say my Drake is mid take has aged just wonderfully since Thursday?
Wow. So I have this problem where if I don't catch something on the initial wave, then I'm like, I don't know why. Like, I won't catch up. Like, if I like miss the first season of a show and everyone's like, oh, you got to watch this show, I'm like, I'm too late.
I feel that.
And I was late on this. So I need to just take some time, listen to it. I need someone to send me like a step by step, like listen to this one first, then this one, then you know what I mean. So I'll catch up at some point and give my take. I have no dog in the fight. I'm not biased like you, you know. I'll give my honest opinion.
I can send you some stuff. There's been a lot of YouTube recaps of what's gone on. If you just want someone to totally break it down for you.
No, I kind of just want to listen to each track.
Okay, yeah.
And one after another. Take some notes.
Yeah.
Come out. I'm going to score it like a fight.
You should.
Round 1, 10-9.
It's been highly entertaining, I'm not going to lie. Just like, I don't know, hanging out at home and it's like, oh, shit, Drake dropped 20 minutes ago. Let's go.
And it's so funny because I'm sure this is how people who aren't totally in like view sports takes,
because
it's like I see these people talking about it on Twitter and I'm like, well, it's clear that you just like that guy better, you know, anything the other one says you say is bullshit, and anything your guy says you say is the truth.
Yeah,
so like, that's why I just need to come in, no take either way, and I'll I'll give the honest take.
Kendrick's Spotify listeners have gone up like 10 million since Meet the Grams came out or something like that.
Okay.
J. Cole is probably the biggest winner of this whole thing, though.
Why?
Because he backed out of it and he's not even in it anymore. And he kind of started it, too.
That's funny. All right. Look at Jake knowing the stuff.
I mean, I follow it. It's not like my favorite like music and stuff, but I follow this stuff. Like,
it's good. It's really hard to get me to follow anything but sports.
Nah, I like music quite a bit. We got another super chat from Joseph. Tired of reading and seeing people saying Coach Prime can't coach. He won with both boys in high school and won at Jackson State and will win at Colorado. The hate for the man is outrageous. 100%, Joseph.
100%.
I'm glad everything kind of calmed down this weekend too, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I needed that.
It was a little bit emotionally exhausting last week.
Yeah, definitely.
It was fun, but
it was fun. But
it was kind of like a shooting star. Like it burned out bright.
Yep.
Everyone just emptied the chamber for 2 days.
Exactly.
Everyone exactly. was just like, all right, let's retreat.
Yep.
Both sides.
I went and watched Uncle Neely's stuff. I'm going to say his name wrong. Tally, I think it was.
Yeah.
Uncle Neely was getting passionate, too, about it.
Let's go.
In that video.
Let's go, Unc.
Sean says, I knew Hat on Jake was a hip-hop head. No Hat Jake, on the other hand.
No Hat Jake's a metal head.
Maybe.
Got to take the hat off so he can headbang.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see the Snoop Dogg stuff?
Oh, the Arizona Bowl?
He sponsors the Arizona Bowl now?
Yeah. Can I get a bowl game?
I was going to say, when does the DMVR Bowl happen?
I just want the RK Bowl. Snoop Dogg, we're doing individual. We got the Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, the Snoop Dogg Bowl. Give me the RK Bowl at Folsom. No, the DMVR Bowl would be cooler.
So this is from...
All City Bowl.
Yes. This is from one of these Twitter headlines, so it's all AI generated, but this is what it says. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's Gin and Juice have been named the new title sponsor of the Arizona Bowl, replacing Barstool Sports.
They have a company called Gin and Juice?
I don't know exactly what's going on with it.
A drink?
Maybe. It says, this unique collaboration marks the first time a bowl game has been sponsored by an alcoholic brand.
Okay, there you go.
So... the times are changing.
Yeah. Do you want my real take on this?
Sure.
Bowl games are getting a lot cheaper to sponsor.
That's what it is.
Because it used to only be, you know, like the biggest brands. And now you're seeing a lot more like maybe small businesses. I don't know how to describe exactly what some of these places are, but there was a time where there was never a brand that sponsored a bowl that you had never heard of before. Now there's a lot of them.
Yep.
Not that I've never heard of Snoop Dogg, of course, but I didn't know they had their own drink.
Yep. All right. Anything else?
Apparently they were serving those drinks at the spring game.
CU's getting turned up too then.
Let's go. I'll have one.
That's dangerous, man. Those things, they got to be like, what, 10% or something too?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to trying it.
You'll be able to test it for us.
And yes, we know the song, of course.
Yes, I do know that song. Thank you.
I think everyone does.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. And the rest of the week. It's a full week for us.
Hell yeah. We'll see you guys then.
See you then. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs. Y'all silly like the mayor.